Do you remember the sounds of lasers shooting rapidly in Centipede? Ghosts chasing you down a never-ending maze in Pac-Man? Alien ships falling from the sky in Galaga. The screams of frustration over the loss of their final ship and defender.
Oh, you dang alien!
The ricochets and headshots into zombies' heads in House of the Dead. Or even the music blasting from Beatmania 2DX and Dance Dance Revolution. With all the button mashing, foot stomping, joystick wiggling, and gun slinging that ruled the arcades from the early 80s through the early 2000s. Now, that has changed. Ever since the introduction of home systems, multi-arcade machine emulators, and online play, people rarely go to arcades anymore. How do I know this? Because 5 years ago, I went to the Family Fun Center, and back then, there were a lot of people running the place. In lines for games everywhere. More predominantly, the Bimani games had the longest wait times. Now, there is barely anything much left. There used to be three floors of games. First floor was full of music, racing, and redemption games. The second floor consisted of fighters, shooters, and finally, the third floor was dedicated to the classics, like Missile Command, RoboCop, Pole Position, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Xevious. It later got the Cyber Cafe to add PC games like Half-Life and Unreal Tournament to their arsenal to bring people back, plus the addition of pool tables and air hockey. Later in 2000, they added home consoles like the Wii, Xbox 360, and PS3 into the arcade, with the catch you had to pay a dollar or more to play. They also added Glow Golf and three-level Secret Agent Laser Tag, thus knocking out the second and third floors from being game floors into space for the Laser Tag and Glow Golf. But still, not many people come. They hold tournaments every month for Street Fighter, Tekken, King of Fighters, Halo, Rock Band, and Guitar Hero. They are sponsored by GameStop. The first, second, and third place winners get a cash prize and some tokens. There are arcades still in existence in America, but not as many as there used to be in the early to late 80s and 90s, when Space Invaders, Mortal Kombat, and Donkey Kong were in their heyday of play. The latest arcade tech revisions, besides the Cyber Cafe, they have introduced a new payment system to activate games using magnetic cards instead of tokens. This has been introduced by many arcades like Inplay, Amazing Pizza Machine, Dave & Buster's, and ESPN Zone. The death cry came 10 years after Street Fighter 2 Mortal Kombat released. It had the people's attention, but it soon died after, even though arcades aren't as popular as they were back then. They still hold memories in many people's hearts. All I have to say is, rest in peace.